What unbelievable news yesterday that everybody got wind of, that they will be an LSU football season. Things have changed. When I first heard the news, just like many of you, I was wondering how many people this is going to benefit professionally. The hours, maybe they furloughed. Now they won't be furloughed. People have an opportunity. I was thinking about college kids, and many of them still pay their own way. They got to buy their own food. They got to pay their apartment rent like many of us did when we went through LSU, but it was a whole different era then. How many of our lives changed yesterday with the SEC announced about football going to be played? Huge. It's going to be a 10-game SEC schedule. I don't care what you do for a living. That impacted you yesterday in a positive way.
Yes.
College kids, part-time workers, full-time workers.
Ourselves included.
Restaurant owners. It's amazing what that did and how much more positive this Friday is after what we all heard yesterday. Can you even remember the last time you were excited the week leading up to every LSU football game? I do. But you got to be my age or older to remember those days. The last time that from Saturday to Saturday you were excited. Saturday to Saturday you had something to get excited about. Either hosting a party, tailgating, that scenario has yet to be played out. It'll probably not be the same, but still, in some capacity, LSU fans will adapt. They'll overcome. They'll improvise. It won't be the same. But considering the possibility that could have been, thank you. It's amazing what this has done to this town's morale.
Amen.
And everybody across South Louisiana, because there will be football this season. And it'll be 10 games. And many people out there, not old enough, not their fault, they don't remember when LSU played 10 games. That's what they did. The last time LSU played 10 games in a season, 1969.
Wow.
To show you how times have changed, in 1969, LSU played 5 conference games. So for many of us, long in the tooth, and we've lived more days than we have left, we remember these days. We also remember the days when the first LSU football game was September 20-something. You know the last time LSU opened up is late. It's September 26th. They'll open up against Ole Miss this year, September 26th in Tiger Stadium. The last time they opened up is late as September 26th to begin a football season. This was the number one song in the country. In the Blue of the Evening by Tommy Dorsey and his band. September 26, 1940.
Jeez.
It's the last time LSU opened up a football season this late. 10-game season. This brings back memories of when we were all little kids and Sid Crocker belted out announcements in Tiger Stadium. They had doctors exchange. Boy Scouts showed you to your seats. Charlie McClendon was the coach. We all grew up going to the Union to eat before the football game started.
Union, yes.
What a great time it was. 10-game seasons brings back memories of my dad taking me to Tiger Stadium, getting my number 64 Tyler LaFosse jersey. On my 34 Brad Davis jersey, on my number 3 Carlos Carson jersey. This brings back so many great memories of when LSU football was how we were raised as kids. So many great memories. And you know what? No matter how it changes your normal routine, talked to a good friend yesterday, and he's worrying about setting up in the same spot and cooking for friends and customers and that sort of thing. And I reminded him, I'm going, man, look at the positive. What about no LSU football at all?
Oh my gosh.
About not one fan being able to sit in that stadium?
I can't imagine.
That close. You know, in life, and as you get older, you experience many of these moments. Life can bring you up and can bring you so low in a matter of seconds, in a matter of minutes, how things change. It's amazing what now it looks like we'll be able to experience an LSU football season. Yeah, with limitations. Mm-hmm, yes, I understand Texas is not coming in. But when you imagine how it could have been old school when Ole Miss came in a little bit earlier. Ole Miss, it's life-changing. Every weekend, you'll be excited on a Friday.
Yep.
Not, hey, look, you want tickets to the UTSA game? I'm not going to go.
Right.
Hey, you want tickets to the Stephen F. Austin game? I'm not going to go. Now, for the 5 people down in Thibodaux, oh, man, the impact it's going to have on our athletic department because they don't get that money from LSU. But in the grand scheme of things, what could have been and now it won't be, you professionally emotionally, building lifelong relationships.
Our company included.
It'll be able to continue. And working here at the flagship station of LSU Athletics, it can't be a better way in life for me to go out whenever that day is. And to see people walk around this building this morning with a little bit of a smile on their face.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter what you do for a living. It's the same thing. No matter what you do, there's going to be some positive impact on your life now because of LSU playing football.
I love this. Totally
and I
agree.
Can't think of a better man to lead a team, understanding the adversity he's overcome in his life and what he's done successfully when everybody counted him out and everybody was wondering, why did you hire Ed Orgeron? Ladies and gentlemen, it was the best hire by LSU in the history of all sports, and it made a lot of great ones. So smile today. Because that smile, no matter how small, is a lot bigger than it was yesterday.
I love that, Richard. Eagle, proud. Just say it with me. The home of your L, Richard. Say it with me. The home of your LSU
Tigers. Football team. And-